In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. A terrific storm has just passed by the coast of the southeast, and all who lived on the coast near to the ocean were warned, and 2,000 left their homes and found safety. They heeded the warning, and only a few lives were lost, rather than a great number. Jesus Christ warns us to flee the storm of life and go to safety. He says, "I am the door. Those who enter by me shall be saved, and they shall go in and out and find green pasture." A human being has two natures, an inner nature and an outer nature. And Jesus Christ is the door into our inner nature, our true nature, our nature as a human being created to be at one with and in communion with God. Only if we seek safety in the fold of Christ can we live as human beings. In order to be fully human, we must enter into Christ by prayer, because that is how we enter through the door that is Christ. We enter through prayer. We think of prayer as a duty that's added on top of the lives that we intend to live in the world. But the fact is, we cannot live without prayer and be fully human. Even Jesus Christ himself prayed. He prayed because he was fully a human being. He prayed in order to sustain his humanity. And if we are going to sustain our own humanity, we too must pray regularly. We must enter through Christ, who has reunited our humanity and the divinity of God, so that we can be in communion with God. Prayer isn't just asking God for something. It's returning to stand in his presence to receive something as human beings that we can only receive from him. Prayer is to the soul as sleep is to the body. We need to refresh and renew the body by regular sleep. If we go too long without sleep, the body suffers. If we go too long without prayer, our soul suffers. We become less and less fully the human beings that God created us to be. We avail ourselves less and less of Christ, who came into the world so that we can truly be the human beings that he created us to be. Prayer is not simply a duty. When we are children, our parents impose duties on us that we don't understand. They bring us to the divine liturgy before we are able to deal with being there for an hour and a half. It's very difficult, especially during the terrible twos. But as adults, sometimes we go to prayer, and it's as if we were being brought to church and we were in those terrible twos. We resent it. We don't want to be there. Why do I have to be here? I want to leave. And so we're not standing in the presence of God. We learn to stand in the presence of God as we grow up in the divine liturgy. Gradually, over time, we attain a comfort in being in the presence of God during the divine liturgy, and it instructs us as to how to stand before God in prayer. But if entering in means entering into Christ and receiving this renewal, without which we are unable to live our lives, what does it mean when Jesus says, You will go in and you will go out. What does it mean when he says we will go out? The Blessed Theophylact says that it means that we go out from our place of renewal and sanctuary in regular prayer in order to care spiritually for the body. The body needs guidance. The body needs shepherding. Christ, God, is our shepherd. Jesus Christ is my shepherd, but I must shepherd my own body. We can't let our bodies dictate to us. We can't let our bodies be like a flock of goats running in every different direction, and we just don't know what to do with them anymore. We are the shepherds of our body. The good shepherd guides us by rod and staff, and we guide our bodies by rod and staff. Not by being cruel to them, but by guiding them in the right direction, by being firm with our bodies, not being led by them. We go in and return regularly to the sanctuary, without which we can't share the peace and tranquility of Christ. But gaining that peace and tranquility by regular prayer, by returning regularly to stand in his presence, we are enabled to go out into the world and guide the lives of our bodies in the world spiritually. It's like the dance of Isaiah. The priest leads the bride and the groom around the central table. It's like Christ who leads the soul, and the soul who leads the body. And all is as it ought to be. The body follows the soul. The soul follows Christ. And he is the good shepherd that is guiding and leading us as we give spiritual guidance to our own physical lives in the world actively. God will not control us physically. He will not take control of our bodies. That's our job. But we can get all confused when the body begins to lead the soul. When the body tells us what it wants, what it needs. And it's like the clamoring of 100 children at Divine Liturgy, all 2 years old, at the same time. We have that inner chaos when we listen to our passions instead of guiding our bodies spiritually. By guiding our bodies, our passions calm. Like the calming of a child by a good parent that the child knows loves him or loves her. The body will follow the spiritual guidance of the soul. But none of this can happen if we don't listen to Christ. Enter in through him the door to our inner nature. Stand in his presence. Receive his peace and his tranquility. Let him calm our soul so that our soul can calm our body and care for our body and our physical life in the world with the love of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.